Welcome back to the program, and we've got an insider here today. Fortunate to have Tim Bryce, who is a great guy, businessman, political, I want to call him a political analyst, and he's a commentator and an author, all-around fantastic guy. He's been a guest on the show here before, and Tim, welcome to the program.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, you wrote a column here recently that talks about socialism and what's going on with America in this whole seemingly embracement of socialism. Tell us a little bit about your column and what your conclusions are, Tim.
Well, what triggered it was the President's State of the Union address, where he made the comment that he said, look, we're not going to be a socialist country. And then shortly right after that, you had your favorite Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Did I pronounce that properly?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, I just love it when you say that. Anyway, she introduced her Green New Deal, and a lot of people aren't too sure what it's about. So I sat down and I read through the whole thing, and a lot of people haven't. And I think people, if they read it, would be very surprised. Number one, it is so primitive how it's written. It looks like somebody from middle school.
Let me stop you, Tim, because I agree with you 100%. But let me ask you, so when you say that you read the Green New Deal proposal, are you referring to the actual legislation?
Yes,
or are you talking
yes.
about the FAQs, the frequently asked questions page, or
no.
both?
No, I read the actual legislation itself.
Okay.
And I quote in my article, I've got sections out of it. And yeah, they want to get rid of the carbon footprint by 2030. That's their objective. Yes, they want to do away with gasoline, and they want to retrofit all of the buildings with new energy policies and so on like that. But that's besides the point. I'm going to come back to that.
Okay.
But the main thing is this is just a clever subterfuge for moving the country into a socialist utopia.
Right.
And that's what really this is about. You know, I mean, like I said, it's written poorly. There's no cost analysis in there whatsoever in terms of what this would cost the country, which it would be cost prohibitive.
Oh, it could be hundreds of trillions of dollars, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. We can't afford it. Plain and simple, we couldn't afford it. And it would change our way of living like no other. But this would make LBJ's Great Society look miserable.
They make it blush.
And, you know, that took us forever to get that one cleaned up. And that moved us towards that. But you know, anyway, you were just talking with the other listener the other few minutes ago, talking about, okay, we're in this national debt and so on. And all of these people, especially AOC, is coming out and saying, hey, you know, we got to do this, we got to do that. How much does it cost?
Yeah, they don't want to think about that.
And none of these people don't want to do that. And, you know, they think there's an endless money supply, and it's preposterous. And so all I'm saying, I think this is all good for the country because people are now starting to wake up and ask questions, well, what do you mean by socialism?
Right.
What is this all about? And they don't teach this in schools anymore. They don't talk about capitalism.
No.
Capitalism, to me, is natural. You know, that's the way we do it. I always make an analogy to, you know, Darwin's, natural
selection, yeah.
Yeah, and because, you know, it represents competition. That's capitalism. It's competition. And that means you have to evolve. You have to get stronger. You got to be better. You got to be quicker, smarter, you know, than the next person.
Right.
And that's not what socialism is about at all, as you know.
No, it's not. Do you think that we have failed our current generation, the millennials and those after them, by not getting them, not teaching them and preparing them to understand the realities of the world, to not critically think for themselves, to only be sheltered and to think that everyone is a winner and always gets a trophy and that everyone is equal? Or is this a new appropriate way that, that we can expect our country to continue to move down that path of with great success? Or is it self-limiting?
Well, you know, let's consider how school is going now. Back in my day, you know, we would talk about history in class, and it wasn't just memorizing dates and stuff like that.
So you can pass the test.
But right now, it's all about testing. It's all about passing, you know, so they can the school can get funding for certain programs. They're not challenging the kids to think, unfortunately.
Right.
The American history in a lot of schools now is simply World War II to the present.
Yeah.
World history is World War I to the present. Come on. And, you know, what don't they learn as part of that is the Declaration of Independence or why that was created, the Constitution, or the Civil War as a small, you know.
No, they want to brush all that stuff under the table, don't they?
Well, and thank God Governor DeSantis says, hey, I want to promote teaching Constitution in classes, you know, again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have let our kids know. But what I'm saying is the orientation. We've gone away from critical thinking, like you suggested, versus now we're just trying to pass tests.
Yeah.
You know?
We're talking with Tim Bryce.
That's really sad.
We're talking with Tim Bryce, who is an occasional guest here on the show and a writer. He has written a column about socialism and the dangers therein. Where can people find your columns, Tim?
TimBryce.com, B-R-Y-C-E, or on NewsTalkFlorida.com. It'll show up in a little bit here. Or just search Google. You know, just look for Tim Bryce. You'll find me.
Excellent, excellent. What else can you tell us about what you found in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal legislation that most people probably not read?
Well, I quote a bunch of things that indicates what's the socialism in there, but here's directly quoting from it. Here's one line alone. They will guaranteeing a job with a family-sustaining wage, adequate family and medical leave, paid vacations, and retirement security to all people of the United States.
That's actually in the legislation, not just in the frequently asked questions page.
That's correct.
That is some scary you-know-what.
Yeah. You know, it says that providing all people of the United States with high-quality health care, affordable, safe, and adequate housing, economic security, access to clean water, clean air, healthy and affordable food, and nature.
It's almost as though Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez woke up one day and said, this is my dream utopia, and this is what I'm going to put down on paper that I would love to see everyone have. And, you know, okay, it sounds great, but the practical reality of the world is you can't do all this crap.
Well, you know, besides the cost and everything like that, they also don't say how exactly are they going to improve the environment. For example, it says, well, we want to get rid of the carbon footprint. Okay, well, what's your benchmarks? You know, how do we know we realize success with all of this stuff? And what does that buy us by having a clean environment like that?
Right.
I mean, there's no details. It's pie in the sky. Like I said, it's written by a seventh grader.
Yeah. Well, you're making seventh graders look bad. It's more like fourth grade, I think. I got a couple of sixth graders, and they would not write a, here's what I want my government to do today, because they understand the realities of you got to find the money to pay for stuff. You know, I keep coming back to Margaret Thatcher's famous line, something to the effect of, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. Apparently, no one ever told that to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, but if again, let me mention to people that if they go to my blog, timbryce.com, they can go access it, because I have a link right there that will take you right to the legislation. And it's not really War and Peace. It's not very long. But
right.
Read the thing. Read it, and you'll be surprised. You'll sit there and go, what?
Yeah, it's scary. It really is. It's some scary stuff, man. And the fact that so many people find this not only appealing, but they find it reasonable, and it's completely unreasonable. There is absolutely no practical application of reason or a legitimate ability to do probably even 10% of the things that she and her utopian dream pie-in-the-sky nonsense have put down on paper in this Green New Deal proposal.
And consider this, Chris. It's packaging. It's marketing. They call it the Green New Deal, kind of like FDR's New Deal and all that kind of stuff. Green New Deal. Oh, God, that sounds great. Yes, Joe Blow. Oh, yeah, that sounds great to me. But, again, you got to look at the specifics, all of this. You got to see what exactly they're talking about. Now, so they came up with this little idea. They've turned it over to the mainstream media. Mainstream media loves it. They think this is just wonderful.
Yeah, because they're all a bunch of lefties.
All of the Democratic candidates for president have embraced it already. And I'm going, really? Why are you embracing this? Democrats should look at this as a hot potato. Yeah. They should know by reading it that this is horrible legislation, what they're talking about. Republicans are simply giddy about it. You know, that's why Mitch McConnell wants to get on the floor today.
Yeah, right. Let's vote. Let's bring this to people's attention.
Let's really get this. That's right, Chris. This is going to be the key for the Republicans to take back the House of Representatives. They're just going to drive this truck, you know, right through the wall there.
All right. Well, let's hope that that doesn't happen and that calmer heads prevail and the American people finally start to pay attention and realize that just because you promise something doesn't make it so, doesn't make it possible, doesn't mean that there aren't ramifications and consequences to that type of reckless spending.
And Chris, this is why your show is so important. People should be calling in, talking about this kind of stuff. They should be talking about the virtues of capitalism versus socialism. They should have this type of narrative going on throughout the country. Should be in classrooms as well, as I said. But here you've got a great forum. to go on out and talk about this kind of stuff. And I really encourage listeners to dial in, you know, and really talk to you, because this is one of the best shows in the Tampa Bay area, as far as I can see.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that, Tim. And we need to get you back here in studio, because I always enjoy having you here and being able to look at you and have a lengthy conversation. So you let me know when you're available to come in, maybe for an hour one day, and we'll sit around and talk all things politics, all right?
Sounds like a plan, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a great supporter, and I appreciate your service and writing your column about this. Give us one more time where people can find your article.
Tim Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, timbryce.com.
All right. Thanks, Tim. You're listening to the Chris Ingram Show. If you want to be a part of the program, give us a call at 888-247-8712. That's 888-247-8712. We'll be right back.